There is a long-standing battle in education circles around charter schools, and now a bill pending in Springfield is bringing that fight to a head. The bill gets rid of a state commission that can overrule a local school board's decision to reject a charter school. And after years of attempts, this bill is close to becoming law. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-McGeegot reports.
When I first applied to open Urban Prep.
Tim King is founder and CEO of Chicago's celebrated Urban Prep Academies. It's an all-boys charter school network for mostly black students. He didn't give up last year when the Chicago Board of Education voted to close one of his three campuses. Instead, he went straight to the Illinois State Charter School Commission, the appeals board used when a charter school is rejected. This is King at a recent commission hearing.
I frankly was shocked when CPS made the decision to revoke our charter. I was shocked because we have proven to the city, to the district, what is possible for young black men.
King brought an army of more than 50 students who spoke in support of their school, followed by one final request.
Please tell the commissioners and everyone present what we believe by reciting the Urban Prep Creed. It begins, we believe.
It was a moving scene, but the moment ended as soon as a Chicago Public Schools official had her turn to speak.
In accordance with the policy, the district determined that Urban Prep West should be closed following 4 years of chronic academic underperformance and the school's failure to meet clearly defined performance expectations.
She says the school's enrollment has also declined drastically and it's struggling financially.
At the end of FY18, the network supporting Urban Prep West had only 9 days cash on hand.
Still, the commission gave the green light to Urban Prep West and another charter school CPS has rejected. Since its creation in 2011, the commission has approved 9 other schools over the objection of local school districts. This includes schools in Elgin and Waukegan, some of those schools, which operate with public dollars but are managed by private organizations, are in Chicago. These decisions have frustrated school officials and legislators across the state. One of them is Senator Linda Holmes, who is supporting legislation to abolish the commission that she expects will come for a vote before the legislative session ends on May 31st.
Well, the State Charter School Commission is not an elected board by local taxpayers. They shouldn't be able to make the final decision on whether or not a charter school is opened in a local school district.
There have been other attempts to get rid of the commission, but this year, supporters are more hopeful. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he'll sign the bill if it arrives on his desk. The bill is now advancing in the House after passing the Senate, raising serious concerns among charter school supporters.
Yes, we're worried. Oh, we've had extensive discussions with elected officials on this.
That's Andrew Broy, president of the Illinois Network of Charter Schools. He's been fighting to keep the commission alive.
And really preserve a meaningful merit-based appeal right. Because what we know in Illinois, given our history, is that sometimes local school districts don't give charter applications a fair shake.
In recent years, charter schools have faced increasing opposition. Critics say those schools siphon away students and money from other public schools where they are located. When an appeal comes before the Charter School Commission, operators have to prove there is a need for their school, that it has community support, promising academic results, a solid financial footing, and that it serves at-risk youth.
One of the things that again, as we start with the compliance review.
Back at the hearing, it is clear the commission standards are broader than what CPS is using. While CPS insisted that Urban Prep West didn't meet its benchmarks, Shanita Johnson, executive director of the Charter School Commission, said it did. Johnson says the school choices nearby for Urban Prep West's 147 students aren't any better. She says it's not right
to place more than 100 at-risk young men in schools that are not better performing than the school than they're attending today. I think that would be irresponsible.
She also noted a few areas where Urban Prep West made modest improvements. Some of the schools that have gone through the appeal route have flourished. Southland College Prep in suburban Ridgeton Park is labeled exemplary by the state. But other schools like Chavez Charter School, Bronzeville Charter School, and Asa Mandela, all on Chicago's south side, are facing academic challenges.
It's not saying that it's a guaranteed improvement. The point is, have they met the statutory framework? Do they deserve a chance? And then what are the guardrails in the charter?
That's Broy again. Adding the schools approved by the commission also have to meet academic benchmarks.
If they don't meet those benchmarks, the school can be closed in the future.
3 years ago, the Chicago Board of Education voted to close Chavez, Amandala, and Bronzeville due to low academic performance. Those same schools are still doing poorly academically today. And so far, the commission hasn't closed any of the schools it approved. Sean Denny, a lobbyist with the Illinois Education Association, says there shouldn't be an appeal route for charter schools closed by a local district.
If a school board at one time thought it was important enough to open up a charter school, and then the charter school is performing so poorly that they decide that they shut it down, that is clearly a sign that something has gone wrong with the charter school itself.
When it comes to opening new charter schools, he says, it should ultimately be a local school board's decision with support from its community. That's the purpose of this legislation. If it becomes law, the commission-approved schools will go under the Illinois State Board of Education. And there will be no more appeals for charter schools rejected by their local boards. Adriana Cardona Magigat, WBEC News.